So, hi, welcome to The Assembly. This is Pizza and Porn. I am your host, Bratskia, and today I have someone who's smiling very hard at me.
This is Swank.
Swank is an amazing, multifaceted artist. And also, one of those, you know, we want to call him a sex expert. because he's one of your favorite people online to just listen to. How do you start your posts?
Keep it a whole honcho.
Yeah, that should be like a hashtag. That should be the name of your shit. Keep it a whole honcho.
This is true.
I'm putting that out there so that when you see it, you know where it came from.
My life. You get a percentage for sure.
I know, thank you! Producer Chris.
The think tank.
Yes, Producer Chris. Okay, so today's episode is called No Trust Sex. And I have a theory, right? So I have a theory, and it is that women can be in relationships with men, okay? Not trust them at all. But a man cannot be with a woman that he does not trust.
I wouldn't argue on that.
Okay, so that's where we're gonna shape this whole conversation around. And because I love researching things, so I was reading in this medical journal about how trust is like, it is the shaper of relationships, right? But we give the most up in a sexual way, where trust is completely out of the window, even though now it's all about, you know, trust, consent, things like that. But that trust is actually more formulated to actual relationships, like loving relationships, as opposed to sex. So how do you feel about sexual trust? Like, what does it take to sleep with someone for you? Like, how much trust do you need to have in that person versus, you know, just trusting them to actually be with them, like, for a limited period of time?
My traditional answer would be a lot.
Mm-hmm. However.
But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, shit. I don't know if I can put a percentage on it. It varies.
Mm-hmm.
It varies. So if you be dope, mm-hmm. be very dope, it's less about trust and it's less about me trusting that you like not gonna do something more than it is me trusting that you just gonna keep it honest. Let's be honest. I'm not even gonna ask a lot of shit. You know mm-hmm. Some shit I just don't even care to know. But if I ever do,
okay.
Yeah, be real. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you can really do whatever the fuck you want. And I knew that before I started talking to you. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
It is.
I don't mean to impede on that at all. And I don't want mine impeded upon. Just be honest about it. And be strong when I'm honest about it.
Hold on tight when that shit is over and the tables are turned.
I want to know.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Also, that I would say that is a very... That's a very male answer.
Huh?
It's a very male answer.
That's accurate.
And only because it's very interesting how we see relationships growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because men, I feel, are able to get more of a comfortability off before women can when it comes to sex. And that's because you all are traditionally raised in a way that celebrates it, so you can be more comfortable within yourself sexually, where you have no qualms about that. Whereas women may be geared towards relationships more, and they want to tell you, hey, wait until you are in love, wait until it is this, all
sense.
Of these stipulations that go into it. So trust is like thrown into the pot, like
with that. So
it's just thrown in later.
Interestingly enough, I was raised that way.
Nice.
Yeah, so like I said, traditionally,
mm-hmm.
my answer
traditionally
is
like now.
You feel me? And traditionally is pre-heartache, pre-all of that, pre-life.
Pre-awakening.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I still operate like that to an extent. Like, I'm a traditional monogamist by practice, usually. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm having sex, I'm with her.
Okay.
You know? So it's with the exception of pockets of time. And that's usually some transitioning, getting over some shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah, I don't know.
I'll come back to that. Because I was going to add that. Yeah. I'm like, no, actually, I'm going to ask that now.
Yeah.
Do you use sex to cope?
I can't. I can't. Okay. Because I'm too honest, if that's a thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, if I come to her and I'm in a space, we're going to fix that in the conversation that we have prior to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard even using sex to cope. It's like, all right, this is the celebration.
This is what it
us
is.
Getting over this hump. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be that.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
The celebrate. I like it. Okay. So now I'll start with my first question, because that kind of went into a tangent. However, it usually starts with, when did you first learn about sex?
8 years of age. Yeah.
So we're going to throw it back, right? So 8 is my number as well.
Yeah.
Something about the age of 8. Yeah. But medically, it's because 8 is typically when you start puberty. So that's why I actually should teach your kids about sex from 5 to 7. Because that is when they know their body parts. They can vocalize when someone is doing something. If it is inappropriate or not, giving them those type of standards and boundaries, learning what parts are, whether they cutesy names or not, they got to know what it is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because 8, eight is going to start. It's going to start. Okay. So, so you first learned about sex. How was it when you learned about it? Was it through, television? Was it when you...
It was more intrinsic. I grew up in a really domestically violent home.
Okay.
All right, and it wasn't until maybe my late teens that I learned, I guess, children raised in that type of environment end up developing some sense of knowledge of sexuality early or some shit like
trauma
that.
Trauma induces emotions, so could go anyway.
From playing grab ass at school with the locals and fucking... And, I had a babysitter.
Ooh. Were you attracted to the babysitter?
Yeah.
Did you smash the babysitter?
Okay. Nah, but definitely
that's
a lot of encounters and shit. This was, I didn't even know what nothing was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm there.
Semi-innocent, but
I'm feeling like I got to piss. So hold on, stop. So I'm running to the bathroom. Okay, wait, nothing. Okay, fuck it. All right, come on, keep going. Oh, wait. So it was that type of experience. So it was
nice.
It was dope.
Yeah. Nice.
In hindsight.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, my platform is to not kink shame or anything like that. So it is not about your, it is just your experience,
yeah.
But it does develop who you are as a person.
Yeah.
When was the first time that you, I guess, saw sex or saw pornography?
It's probably around that time as well. So, this ain't to say shit about my mom's parenting or my pop's, presence or lack thereof. But it used to be certain little family nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we'll go to their room and we'll watch movies and shit. So, my smart guy, obviously when it's the grown-up parts, we got to cover our face or put our covers mm-hmm. over our heads. So when it was movie time, I just started bringing the sheets in opposed to the cover. So I'm looking through them bitches. shit, you ain't had shit for me.
I can still see.
I'm one of them motherfuckers just looking through my Digimon cover and shit. So, yeah. So I knew. I knew. And malpractice, right? So it was like, yeah.
Okay.
Been aware for a while.
What's the first one you can remember?
What, the,
category or... the subject.
So it was not even that. It was just the visual. It's crazy. See, it was like okay. So in this particular movie, it was just mild sexy and shit. Just like the how they do the scenes where it's like drugging dudes and it's flashing like
Right.
He's posting images of the sex and shit like that. And then, you know, HBO was on 16 at a point. And Cartoon Network was on Recall.
Right.
So, yeah, it was just one.
Just like, back. Fucking, make sure it's on low.
What?
Volume, just hitting that back just in case your mama come back through the door. Yeah. Like, what you want?
Yeah. Nope. And if she gonna hit Recall, if she say hit Recall, Recall was right under the down.
Yep. The down, so you actually channel. Hitting the down,
so I'm
channel.
Really just
yep.
turning the channel. Oh, what? I had that shit mastered.
Mm-hmm.
You not finna catch me.
Not never.
At all, you feel me?
Unless I want you.
You feel me? Exactly. So, yeah, I just a little pro. But on that, it was one that just stood out. Like, it was like, it was an all lesbian one, mind you.
Okay.
So it was just like, they were like fucking warriors. Different tribes and warriors and shit.
Amazonian porn.
It may be some shit like that. I didn't know. I just know I wasn't supposed to watch it, so it was intriguing.
Yeah, it's like Xena the Warrior Princess was big in the 90s,
shit,
so
yeah.
Like...
You feel me?
It's a thing.
So, traveling
thing.
Through forces and as they ready to fight, they just fuck each other. Oh, this is great. This is great. These fights are amazing. What the fuck?
How unrealistic for a child to be seeing this. This, like, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it. But it's like, think about it as you are a kid, though. Yeah. You're like, what? Bitches go in the Amazon and fuck each other and fight people?
If my daughter saw this, I'd be fucking livid. Right? I'd be fucking, what the hell are you watching? Oh my god, it'd be that.
Before, by the time you like changing in school, so for us, it was just like, wow, right. It was like a happy comparison, which
That's
is why
funny.
Girls stayed in the locker room so long. We were just like, okay, just doing extra twerking and shit. It's bad.
That makes sense.
It's a bad
okay,
idea.
So, right, that was it's one good. Of those pieces of information that I needed to.
Like,
this.
Why?
You feel me? So, nah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, but.
I feel like I can be a better father with that information.
Absolutely, because we're just gonna see. We see it all the time, and if especially like if we're raising the household with our moms, we see it all the time. So if you're lucky, you gonna ask questions, and she gonna answer them.
Damn near. Is that like a black household thing?
Yes.
Like we're like just.
Yes.
Which is jiggy, right? Because I mean, just ancestral wise, we like just come from that, so that's super jiggy. But
yes.
What? Okay. Yeah.
But it just again, it's more like. You know, but in the black household, we give positive and negative reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So either you getting hit because it's something bad,
mm-hmm.
or you getting something because it's good.
But
where do you put sex in that?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, you should just teach your kids that it's an adult thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same way as, like, oh, no, we talking about this, go do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we should kind of treat sex when it comes to, like, kids. Because it's like, oh, no, it's just an adult thing. Like, when you get there, you can do it, but... You know what I mean? But it's not like, oh no, you're going to hell if you do it.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Don't want you to get pregnant if you do. It's like, nigga, you're not doing it to procreate.
Yeah,
you're doing it because you like it.
Hell
you know what I mean? Like, you do it because you like it. It had nothing to do with having a kid.
Yeah.
If you could have stopped and held off on having me, you would have.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just, you know, if you enjoy it, teach them that it is something healthy and fun for
mm-hmm.
adults to enjoy.
Yeah.
You know.
I got
to use it.
I'm definitely going to a few more. Blockades and that shit, like, for sure. And that's the protection in me. It's, for real, like, and you enjoy it, do it, however. Because, like, again, I was taught that's not something you do until you marry, you feel me? So,
yeah, I mean,
it's
same.
Like, by the time I got my, like, first real girlfriend, like, oh, yeah, we forever. You know what I'm saying? Who don't think
oh,
that,
yeah.
right? But it's like,
yeah.
that's also who I lost my virginity to, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay,
like
so it was like a relationship.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
losing.
So
okay.
it's like, yeah, this, that's how I fathom that. It's this, you are what it is. We are what it is for the remainder of this duration on Earth.
Yeah, and putting such grand expectations on that, like
on a
young mind, adolescence, just period. Like it seems like it's gonna last forever, and your heart can be just crushed if it's not. And then you realize. It's not like you're just like,
oh,
okay.
But what's crazier with that is even in hindsight and I guess real time then, it could be.
Yeah.
It's a matter of decisions. Yeah. It's a matter of if we do this, I'm a problem solver. I'm really good at it.
Okay.
If we do this, we can achieve that. To achieve that, we need to stop that. We need to stop that. You know, the whole sacrifice
mm-hmm.
of the relationship
mm-hmm.
shit. I understood that damn near too well. So
mm-hmm.
it's like being young and being with people in my peer age group, it never worked in my relationship because, nigga, what? We don't do relationships like that. You trying to do, that's energy, grown folk relationship type shit, you feel me? We supposed to sit together at lunch. That's what we share our love. What are you talking about?
Okay, so marriage, did that make you seek more mature women then?
Oh yeah. Later. Right. I love older women. I had a 15-year limit.
Yeah. Jesus.
Dated two. But they don't be too different from.
Yeah, I was about to say which is why I was like mature. I didn't want to say age because maturity matters. But that might make you seek more mature women because it's like, nah, you're just not doing what I need. You're not ready, and that's cool.
Yeah, and that's why.
But not for me. I gotta get out of there. Right. Also, the fact that you are an artist.
Mm-hmm. Gosh,
so I speak about how creatives have the best sex because we think out of the box, right? So as an artist, how has that affected you with choosing partners?
The initial thought was going to be, it's not so much a conscious thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just be dope. That honesty shit, that transparency thing, because like, so I create so much. If you are with me in this creative process, you are finna get like a real raw version of me. You know what I'm saying? You can't be here withdrawn and closing. You have to be as naked as I am, even if our clothes are on. You have to be as naked as I am in this very moment. You know what I'm saying? So that just kind of makes for that connection. So yeah, it's usually like that. Like that, I guess that's the medium, a conversation, being a bit more than just an artist. Like I'm a professional expressor. So like we just need to have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? If we talk for 2 hours, be dope in that 2 hours. I swear, I can make a valid decision about you within that 2 hours. 30 minutes even, just be you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So in your experience, has that been easier or harder for you? With that thought process,
it's been easier in terms of deciding. Once we get to the practice part, it's difficult because of the tradition I've been raised in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it conflicts.
I absolutely understand because it's almost like you're trying to put that, all of these ideals into a very
small box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I guess the whole thing would be to kind of master that though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand how a day could be forever.
Absolutely.
We can find forever in a day.
Absolutely.
You know?
But
that takes a level of transparency, that takes a level of awareness both on my end and hers, you know what I'm saying? A level of consent, it takes input, you know? Yeah. So it's like,
it does take transparency. Have you found that? Have you found that in your quest to be more honest with yourself, is that bringing you around more people who are? Like, does it bring you your tribe more, or is it still like, you know, some people find it like some sort of, no, you're good. Some people find some sort of, I guess, loner quality where it's like, you know, a lot of people who do have different ideals sort of feel alone when it comes to that. So, have you been finding your tribe lately? Have you been finding more like-minded people who makes it easier for you to be that transparent? Here. Or are you speaking?
Yes and no. It's like, I don't want to say you're not going to find it all in one person. But, you know, I guess it boils down to that. You're just not going to find it all. And me being the scatterbrain individual that I am, there's a level I come with a special understanding. You have to have it. If we engage and then days go by and we don't talk, just let it be that. I'm assessing. You know what I'm saying? All of these things, like, I absorb. So I feel you in this moment. Mm-hmm. Not only just in this moment, just period if you're around me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel y'all right now in this room. But in that type of way, let me assess. You know what I'm saying? Why is this? Why is this? I call. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about it. We're going to relink if, you know, it was that for us. Like, yeah. So.
I like it.
I guess, I'm learning me and my tribe, I guess my concern, I really care about people. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I never want anybody to feel like they're being used or shit like that, you know. Because even with the greatest of intention, if they're not looking that way, if a person feels that way, they off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's
based on that individual, whether or not how they take something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
that's always difficult. Yeah. That's why I ask, like, how are you finding your tribe in that? Because I know it is difficult to, one, connect with people who you have, like, a mutual connection and timing is right and things like that. But then also where you are, you know, in just, not just in life, but, like, your actual location, your physical location, where you're at, and whether or not you can do any of those things with any of the people around you.
Yeah.
Oh, we had another guest. Come on in here.
And I'm with friends. I'm amongst family now. Even though they may be gross, because I don't know if there are any sexual orientations in here that may prohibit that. Okay, so I'm with people. New people have been added to the couch. And I have True here, and she's going to help give some perspective to what we were talking about honesty and trust in relationships. However, we got started on pHs, and I must say this, because my pH is a part of my personality, but specifically, are you guys into condoms?
Mm-hmm. I prefer not, honestly.
No.
Oh, okay.
I prefer not.
Why is your preference not?
It dries me.
Okay.
I'm a super.
Okay, we're good. All right, nice to meet you. I love it. Okay, no. All right, so what is your preference or why? Why?
I don't like the smell.
Okay.
Okay.
New car smell?
Nah.
Okay. Not. Like, not new car smell.
Okay, like,
so.
I hate it.
It's worse than I.
Listen, this all ties in because your pH is a part of your personality, and your pH can be ruined by that smell that you're speaking of. Yeah. Is very important. It's chemicals that, you know, spermicide does not, one, A, smell or taste good, okay? And back in the day, the thing was to practice safe sex so much, safe sex so much, that you were supposed to give oral sex with a condom.
Yeah, I recall.
You recall this?
I recall.
This is the most absurd bullshit that they ever tried to feed us, that is going to taste good.
That might be the thing that many people girls just not want to get in at all.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta put my mouth on plastic? Like, what's the point?
You started administering flavored condoms.
Yes. And then, the whole idea of banana and cherry as the only two flavors for a while. Then they added chocolate, which is disgusting. Doesn't taste like chocolate. Let's say unchocolate like.
Whoever made condoms was a hater.
They were trying to listen. They've been trying to figure this out for a very long time. They have been trying to figure out a way to control people from fucking too much that they just keep having these kids that they can't afford. But back in the day,
they had these little nods on these condoms and making them in different shapes and shit.
This is where we've gotten to. This is the best they can do. They used to fuck with actual pig skins and actual intestines. This is our history, okay? They've always tried to figure out a way to protect something from happening, from polio, from just all they wanted to fuck, period. They was like, listen, the Ebola virus is here.
Here's a condom.
I don't know. Question I did ask beforehand, what's your favorite pizza?
Cheese, and then vegetable, and then chicken Alfredo or strong butter.
True. Gosh.
I like it all, like the Supreme types, kind of deluxes, and you know, I like peppers and onions. But I'm getting away from pork and things of that sort, so I haven't had much pizza actually. I haven't had pork for a while now, but yeah. That's why I haven't had pizza, because that's what I want, and I can't have it.
I'm sorry.
I cut the whole dish.
Look, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I just can't. It's just...
I can, but I like it with, like, mushrooms. Regular. Mushrooms is my thing to get if you need it to feel like some sort of...
No, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm like a vegetable, too. Like, you know, yeah. I ain't gonna, like, put it in a hierarchy or anything.
No,
like,
that ain't, no.
It's
vegetable.
I'm like,
I would put mushroom pizza over vegetable pizza, because unless it's green.
House of pizza, vegetable pizza is actually way better than everything.
It just really depends on...
Who's doing it?
Pizza, like vegetable pizzas.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for it. A call is blowing you up, but it ain't got no name. I don't know if that's purposeful.
I don't know, Tony.
I don't know who Tony is.
Should have been in love by now. If it wasn't for Tony. That's what I heard.
Maybe
an hour. Can you see me? Oh, you ain't got no Wi-Fi. No service. Oh, you poor thing. Can you hear me?
Alright, so while we were... Who's that? No, I don't care.
That's my best friend.
I don't care. It wasn't.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's on record, so let me just...
You don't have to clarify.
I have his house keys, that's all.
That doesn't help you clarify. That actually makes more questions.
We'll
talk about that. Okay, so trust in relationships, right? So if this was right, like, so say, has this ever happened to you, okay? You, vagina or penis in the room, where you were in, like, a deep conversation, right? With somebody who was a potential partner, significant other, somebody who, you know, you'd like to fuck. I don't know. Maybe. And then your shit just go off, right? But it's like text messages. And they seem kind of inappropriate, right?
You mean the content of the text
messages? Yeah, like, because, you know, like, say this person don't screen messages like that. Like, they just, they go. Mm-hmm. In most trust situations, how do you handle that? Like, opposite of you. Because you trust somebody, so it's not about that. It's just, you know, the way things seem. Like I said, you don't have to explain. You don't have to clarify. I know it's your friend. They don't care. They don't matter right now about that. Like, you know what I mean? Not like that, but if that were to happen to you next to somebody who, like, you were actually in relationship with, how do you actually handle that? Like, you as a person, like, somebody you fuck with.
In a relationship. Oh, yeah, in a relationship's a little different.
Yeah.
At this hour?
That's your first thought is, it's late as fuck.
Wait,
hold on.
I just want
to clarify, it's just late. You know?
Yeah, huh?
No, but I mean, that's still a calm answer, though, but it's a what?
You checking the appearance?
Is yours like a, like...
Who is it?
I'd be the same way, like, fuck's that, because after midnight, especially if you reaching to get the motherfucker and we together at the moment.
Your action.
Oh my God.
wait a minute.
I'm on call 24/7.
Right.
So I have something to allude to. Not that I need allude, but.
Yeah, but I'm, yeah.
Priorities.
Hey,
absolutely.
Man, can I get in? 2 in the morning, that's not uncommon for me, so it's, yeah.
I was just about to bring that up. So, as creatives, as artists, how easy is it for you to find a companion that trusts you, knowing that you're an artist? You know what I mean? Like, you really can be at a studio at 3 a.m. How's that worked out in previous relationships? Has that been a point of contention? Has that been a place where you have to be like,
explaining yourself, or
this is in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, or somebody who you're like sleeping with. Do they have a problem with you? Do they have a problem trusting you as an artist?
Yes.
If damn, that was fast. That's fast.
It's unfortunate, but yes.
Okay.
I hate it.
Like, I had to get the, you know, get a woman's perspective.
And I'm not even, I wasn't in a relationship with this person, but you said.
Yeah, just somebody who you're sleeping with. How, yeah. Has that been a, just, I mean, it could be, it doesn't have to be the same for you, but I want to even discuss that and explore that.
In each of the situations that you just mentioned, that's what I'm thinking about, like, okay, just sleeping with, no. Because chances are. Again, that connection shit I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gotta know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I'm mad. So, but in a relationship, yeah. It's been, you know what? It's been less about me being at the studio and more about who does this song pertain to. Like, okay.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
So at least they listening. That's
yeah.
great.
That's great.
That means they're actually a fan of your work. But content, they be like, what?
Yeah, you feel me? It's
they liked it when it was sort of about them, but
yeah,
or when they think it's about
them. It's about
them,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. It's,
that's hard.
It may be. Maybe it just depends on the content. You love hearing the amazing things about you. To rhythm, you know? It's hard to hear that ugly shit on melody.
Mm. You know? Not always fun.
It's
true.
It's hard to hear that.
Easing that is.
So
that's
this a diss?
Catch yourself.
Me. It's a tip. I'm sorry. Remember, I was writing it. I was right next to you. I was like, ah!
This is a bar. Thank you. This next thing. That's
a
slam. I can't.
Shit, really?
That was good. That was a good one. You got me.
It's so unfortunate, though.
Yeah. So as a woman, now you say just sleeping around, just whatever. Like, I'm just being me.
It's
but
clear
I'm an artist.
We're not together. If it's
we're
clear
not together.
We're not together. You feeling jealous? I feel like that's damn near on you, because it's been clear on my end. I gave you what it is.
Mm.
Now you kind of got figured that shit out, but you got the answers to your questions. You just gotta accept that shit.
I like that. Acceptance is real. Okay, as a woman, do you feel like what you ask for that you also possess and can offer?
Yes. Because I'm all about equality,
right,
and reciprocating, and I'm very much so a giver, so I'm gonna need a giver. Period. If you're not a giver, then more than likely with me being the giver, I'm the one that ends up hurt, which has been the history of my relationships, and that shit changed 5 years ago, which is my last relationship,
mm-hmm.
Currently single. But, yeah.
You're going to find out her at later.
Ain't nobody in this song. No.
Off the
backboard.
You know.
I'm single, but I'm unavailable. Okay. I'll say that. I'm unavailable.
Okay. Ooh. And she did it with like a look, like, change it, motherfucker. Like, damn. What'd I do? Okay. All right. Okay. I pose a different perspective on equality.
Okay.
Because I am now recently off of equality. I don't want equality anymore. It's never gonna happen. Okay? I'm okay with this. I have accepted it. It's just never gonna happen. I'm okay with that. Equity is what I want, though. So I want what I possess being as much as I can do, as much as I can give, to be the equal amount of what you can do. What, like, it's never gonna be equal to me, though. You
okay.
know what I mean? Like, that's why
yeah.
like, equity is more important. We don't want equality. Equality is impossible, but we do want equity. We do want what we can bring,
mm-hmm.
that they can bring something different, and that also be okay. It's just, that's what you can bring. I'm cool with that.
Okay, I'm
I don't want nothing.
Scratch that.
Because what I want, I can do. That's why I want it. Because I can do it. But what I need, I can't do.
Exactly.
So, that's cool with me.
That's dope.
Okay, so what you just said, I mean that.
Okay, cool.
That is what I
mean by. I don't want you to agree with me. That's not about that. But
no,
but that is just
what I meant by.
Yeah.
If you're a giver, I'm a giver. I need you to give like I give.
I like that.
And wherever I lack, I hope you would.
That's the compatible part. Like sometimes we're attracted to people who are just like us, and then we're attracted to people who have nothing to do with that. And that's
some people have both.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people
have both.
Just don't close yourself off.
Yes.
You never know. Because you can't pinpoint that. That's a part of the magic. Right. About hydration.
Hydration.
So speaking of hydration, someone was talking about being just a super soaker over here.
Yeah, I did.
I heard that. And then both of them bitches squirt. So that wasn't about them, but they didn't talk. So if they start talking, we got a bigger problem.
That's a different show.
That's a whole nother movie. That's a whole nother movie. That's the shit he was talking about.
What's really in my glass?
See, no, that's a whole nother problem. So, do you believe all women can squirt?
No.
Why not?
You know what? I take that back. Yes. But I think they don't realize it. I realized it late as fuck. On accident.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
Okay. Well, we'll revisit that because what I'm going to say is, when did you first learn about sex?
Let's see. Learn?
Yeah, when did you first learn about sex? Like, your first recollection of, like, this is not, like, even a
teen.
Okay.
In middle school. 7th grade, Ms. DeKemper's class, sex and health.
Ah, actually in health class. Okay,
sex help.
What did they go over?
Vaginas, asses, sex, STDs, pictures and all. I had to do a fucking report on herpes in 8th grade in science. It was fucking biology. It was like, this last year. But yeah, damn it, everything sex. Condoms, she sold us the condom and the banana.
I've never done that.
Damn, this teacher was real sick.
That's what I'm saying.
She was an old white lady.
You said vaginas and asses.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what
like,
I feel
like
more
sex,
than...
oral sex, positions even.
She was pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was different.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't
and she had like a part B to the class where you had a baby. Like,
okay, so that when it's a home economics part where it's like raise this child.
That's
training. Well,
getting that dick. She
threw a hard out of that. I swear we was in the like Miss D and her nasty as hell. She tried to tell us about some ball.
Oh,
she didn't have the fan. Like she was
That's
just
amazing.
All doing shit. Like it became. I just felt she may have shown too much of a comfortability of talking about that type of thing with us.
No, you
a little bit.
You seem very comfortable to talk about sex, which tells me that you learned comprehensive sex ed. You didn't just learn, this is a vagina, this is a penis. Here are the parts of the penis, here are the parts of the vagina.
And then my mom was
girls
a,
get periods,
that shit
boys
too, so.
Get hard every morning now. I don't know, like they, you know what I mean? Like that's actual real life.
Boys get hard every morning.
Like, no, that's great. That's great. I'm sorry. That's really good. That's really good. So many people don't have that. I did not have that. Like, I don't understand. Like, I never got... That's gonna be one of my things. Like, I'm gonna do an episode based off of all the things I hadn't learned. Mm-hmm. Like, even though I know it now, but it's like, just the shit I hadn't.
Pick an age, like, what did I not know?
Yeah, like, I still, I never did the condom on the banana thing, so I'm gonna do that. Because
that seems the joke of the whole day. She gonna eat that banana. She gonna eat that motherfucking banana. That bitch gonna be gone by lunch. She gonna get a new banana.
No, we were totally immature about condoms. Like, we
she got a bunch of bananas in her pocket.
We used to fill up. We filled up condoms with water and threw them at people. So that was, yeah, never broke.
Y'all funny.
This is horrible. This is mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's mean shit. You just get smacked with spermicide across your face. That's nasty.
Test.
Yeah.
That was a field test.
I felt like I was learning. I was just like, nah, someone's a little popped up. No. No. So
don't this don't feel right.
That's not right. That's not what they put it. Come on, stop.
Y'all gotta get somebody off guard.
All right, so, yeah. Squirting, we're back on that, because I know that you are fully comprehensive. I said you know everything that you need to know. Slight, do you feel like all women can squirt?
I felt some no. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure.
Yeah, what do y'all think is holding these others back?
Just their design, and or the man, and or she just ain't.
I don't know.
She didn't rotate her with her waist.
No. She didn't. You need to know.
I mean,
you need to know.
I mean, I don't think I'm qualified to.
No, I just wanted to, just testing where you're at. Yeah. You know,
I'm sorry.
Just the litmus test. Just the litmus test.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It is based on the psychology of the woman, not to do with what their actual bodies can do, but what they believe their bodies can do, because sex is a lot of mental. So yeah, the reason why I even had no trust sex in this, because if sex is totally mental, then that tells you that women can stop having sex because mine's not into it, whereas a man cannot. So therefore, if your heart is controlling something that it doesn't typically, like if it is a trust related situation, they not into it. Dick soft. Same thing. It's pretty great. I like to hear different perspectives on it. Alright, so what is the average amount of times that you masturbate a week?
Damn. A week?
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
How many days in a week?
It's 7 days in a week. Think about, you know, it's 24 hours in a day, you know.
All right, so I might do four.
Average is four a week.
In the week?
In the week.
Also a woman. Psychology. Yeah. Might not just be there.
I feel you. 16?
Okay, I'm good at math, but I'm horrible at averages.
So 2.125. Okay. Come on.
Hit it on
there.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
Yeah. Not having
some.
Yeah. Serious.
The answer is in the question.
The answer is in the question.
No, he's not struggling. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me also pose a interject. Okay. Masturbation has nothing to do with whether or not you're struggling.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Could just be a thing.
Availability.
Could just be a thing.
Okay, so what's the... No.
You have a question.
I would like to answer it if you ask it.
What did you mean by
saying, like, you know,
it's 24 hours in a day, right? Yeah, I'm random.
Like, just I'm random whenever he got, you know, me time.
Yeah, real life.
I feel like I, with my heart of hearts, I truly, honestly believe that men have just such a easier way of getting to any of that. Like, it's just out. It's there. You can touch your pants. And you can choose not to wear drawers and be good. The whole day. Just win. Hard. Just happy. You know what I mean?
Matters.
Switchy pants. Yeah. Hard. Feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only time. Right. Jeans. Yeah. Uncomfortable. Meh. Yeah. Should wear drawers.
That's how niggas catch cases too.
How much time do you spend in that, in the
like,
middle?
Pop out like that and Susan over there.
Well, that's,
whoa.
Yeah, well, that's because like that's a whole different theory. That's because that is because women don't want to see dick. Women love dick print.
It is
wonderful. It is like seeing a big ass for a nigga. Like, no, because women see a big ass and be like, oh my God, it's a big ass. Like, that's a big ass. But it's like,
dick print is different. So that's offensive.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
It should be. You should have thought about it before you decided to do this.
That
to
was
my
the
eyes.
Issue. That was
you should have thought about it.
You walked out the house.
You did this. Pants on.
The answer is in the question.
Yes.
We thought about it. That's how I got it.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. Okay. So clothing question. Would you rather be naked for life or spend your life with thought bubbles over your head telling everybody what you was thinking?
I wore clothes.
Damn. Uh-huh. Without clothes.
Yeah. All right. Just making sure everybody
I'm trying
is.
To fuck up people.
All right. I mean, sometimes I want the thought bubbles, but I feel like I give away my thought bubbles.
I was uncomfortable.
Everybody can get it. Nobody's safe.
Just gonna sit there with them socks on.
Nobody's baby is safe. Like, think about it like that. Like, nobody's baby, grandparent, crippled. No one's safe. I do this to people like,
I only talk about babies to my family.
I mean, I'm quiet for a
minute. Babies are disgusting when they come out, so everybody can get it.
Yeah.
Everybody can get it. I pulled the baby
I've seen
out.
Some pretty babies be born.
Clean that shit off. Nobody is pretty when they get. With that shit over their face.
Post.
After you just seen somebody shit themselves, nobody is cute.
Okay, this person did shit.
I done seen.
All right.
You got two kids.
That's what they want
did
you
they
to
wipe
think.
That?
They
the
wipe.
Nurse does.
That's all
the nurse does, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that shit was good.
I was in there.
You know, see an asshole swell to this side.
Some shit, I don't know.
Nigga.
It's crazy.
Some shit just
like, it's so beautiful.
Like, some shit is supposed to happen, but so you ain't, it ain't supposed to happen like that. So that's why babies get their little ugly moment. They come out all in shit and stuff, and it's like, oh, okay, you wipe that off first, and then you could
that's
be
that's the metaphor. That's us telling them welcome.
Yeah.
To earth.
Here you go. Remember when it was all nice and warm and shit?
Where you was at?
Nah, nigga.
That's the shit we gotta deal with.
Clean that shit off your face, little ugly ass baby, and then they're like,
clean up, little nigga.
I don't know. That's why they be mad.
My back! It itch! Get my motherfucking back! What is this shit on me?
What is this?
Why is it cold? I can't see. My eyes is open.
And you still can't hear me, bitch!
Stop smiling at me.
Why did you do that? Why is you crying? I'm crying, nigga.
Don't make me shoot! They don't listen to you either. Oh, that shit's bullshit. I want to go back.
That, but truthfully, that has to be uncomfortable now.
Yes, madam.
Like you're in a warm room.
And all of a sudden,
I can only assume it's dark in there. You know.
And all of a sudden, the above you starts twisting.
And then
all of a sudden, you get pushed down. Like, what the fuck? You got the turning machine?
Whoa.
Y'all know how y'all feel sleeping for 6 hours,
nigga.
And waking up to a bright light.
Nigga.
I'm asleep for 8 to 9 months.
Nigga.
You just turn a fucking
I was eating good. I never had to do shit. I could just chill. I never had to wait on somebody to wipe me. I never had to wait. None of that. I just peed where I was at. I just shit where I was
at. Just let it happen.
I think hospitals should give birth in dim rooms now.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
It's a nice way.
When you do water burst, they
that's what I want to do.
You want to be
so bad.
It's like the default procedure.
Yes,
because
most times they take play music. It needs to be the most serene type of situation because you don't know what type of psychological effects that you're giving kids.
Yeah, yeah. This is my first time hearing a beat, and your reaction and energy to this beat can possibly affect how the fuck I.
Yeah.
See beeps for the rest of the
right. Like, that's ridiculous.
That shit real as fuck.
Yeah. And it's only up to whomever is raising you to take those images away.
You feel me?
So if they're
only
not
if they
attention.
Know that they were even put there.
Exactly.
It's crazy. I love it. It's like, let's figure it out. I'm a problem solver. let's figure it out.
Let's figure it out.
You're reading it.
You feel me?
Okay. If you were allowed to marry more than one person, would you? And then, yeah, would you?
Yes.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
You would do it?
Yes.
Would you allow your other partner to marry another person?
What? The person I'm married to? Can this happen? Yes, we married the same person, bitch. I don't care.
We're a team.
And we're a team. We're a goddamn team.
We're a unit.
We're a unit. We are one now, bitch. Your check is our check. My check is my check. I don't care.
Oh, damn. That's crazy. Whoa.
It was aggressive. My check is our check.
I was going to agree, but wait.
It was aggressive. I believe we should explore it, but I feel like we should.
No!
We should go back. We should go over here real quick. I'm gonna come back. Let's go.
We'll
let you marinate on that. You felt a little strongly about it. I'll let you stew in that emotion. We gonna call
it. Yeah. No, it was total joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whew.
Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah, she can.
Okay. I mean, it was nothing else to that question. It was just like, right. That's all I was like. I have a judgment for you.
More random to me.
It was like, it was here, and then it was like, nope. What's more?
It's ours.
No, it's ours. I am a firm believer in what's ours is ours. And then if you want it, if you wanted to have others, then if I am cool with it, then that's cool. But then I also will have others because I just can't.
Let
not.
You,
because it's equity. Because I just cannot. Mm-hmm. Like, we can still be cool with each other. Like, y'all want to kick it, and that's cool. Yeah. That's
my like, there has to be a home base. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, it's primary partnership, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. Ooh. Describe the craziest sex dream you've had.
Dream.
My life, I'm in reality.
I recently had a dream. I was giving a female head, and it threw me.
Is this because you've never had that dream, or was that your first time having that
dream? It was not my first time having a dream. It was my first time in a very long time, though, and I don't recall the last time I had it, what was going on.
Oh, do you know what stimulated it?
No.
What brought it on?
I have no idea, but in real life now, I've kind of been wanting to eat some.
Hey!
Dreams
are only the manifestation of what it's like.
What does this mean?
What it means is that you should probably eat some vagina, is what that tells you. Because, you know, it's like if you dreamed about having like food,
this shit was
like you're
crazy.
Like, man,
it was random. I legit don't remember nothing else about the dream because it was legit like a movie. Because I'm just like watching myself talk. But I'm myself talking, and I'm just like, yeah, you know, whatever, cool. And I'm walking to this chick, and I'm like, ooh, looks so fucking good. I'm finna go in it. Like, and I went in.
Bring that ass here.
Yes, like, I went in.
The way it was like.
Who I was talking to was legit, like, I they went on and did whatever, and I'm like, I'll be in a minute. I just gotta. Yeah, and I did for a second, and I woke up like, bitch, what the fuck?
Okay.
You don't even talk to chicks.
Look, before I ask this question, how do you identify? Do you identify as heterosexual? Does it even matter? Do you identify as, what do you?
I don't really.
Okay. So my next question had nothing to do with that. Okay, so it was going to be, why are women mad aggressive to each other when it comes to like sexual tension? Like, women are not, women are not soft to women. Like when we attract women, we're not soft at all.
I have been with a woman one time, and I was soft and gentle with
her. You were soft. Was she more masculine?
She was definitely a tomboy, but okay. She's like me, like a girly tomboy. Like you could birth, like you could do either one. She was literally, she was my best friend.
Oh, that's nice though. Lisa was.
That is sweet.
That's what I'm saying. If you could. You know, you would hope.
We did each other.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But being your best friend means that you probably had more, like, qualities, though. So, I get it.
Yeah. That was my sister.
When it's not your sister. When it's not your friend.
That's what I haven't
experienced. It's mad aggressive.
I haven't experienced that yet.
It's that in real life. It's bring that ass here. It's in real life.
This is interesting.
This is it.
In real life. I don't know.
My mouth is getting wet.
Yeah. That's what she said.
I'm a little bit. Yes! I love you! Yes!
Yes.
Thank you!
Thanks for coming, Cheryl.
Oh my god! She gets it! I didn't want to say it!
I want you to say it. That's my whole point. Is
I didn't want to say it.
You have to. Right.
I love it here. I'll be back next week. Don't love it here.
You, craziest sex dream, even though I know you like reality.
Yeah.
Anything that threw you into the loop that made you want to go into reality. Something that sparked it
off. I mean, it wasn't so positive. But like, again, it was like playing into that traditional shit. So mm-hmm. like, I'm in a relationship, but I've just had a like very realistic dream about an ex. And so much so, and this is the type of connectivity I have with my partners. Well, I woke up from this dream feeling guilty. Like,
ooh.
My dreams are that real. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit. And because mm-hmm. I understand manifesting what my mind is, it's like, oh shit, dude, that can be a concern. And when she woke up, she was like, oh, that's crazy. I had a dream that you had sex with your ex.
Mm. Yep.
Because we laid next
to super connected. Yep. You know, she felt that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Right?
That's actually like the best and the worst thing. Yeah. Like, it's the guilt part is the worst,
mm-hmm.
only because that could have just meant that something wasn't communicated before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The dream. Mm-hmm. But also, that's an opportunity. The positive side is, it's an opportunity to talk.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
And that's how I approach
that dream. So what you feeling about it? Like,
and I approach it typically that way, but because we had history and conversation not necessarily ending in the mm-hmm. greatest, when I do approach it that way, I just kept to myself. All right, okay, well,
yeah.
I'll meditate on and pray about it and remain loyal, whatever that means.
I understand the plight of the man feeling that way.
Yes.
Because women do make it quite hard for men to express themselves. As honest as we would ask you.
Don't realize that shit.
Because women don't want to be honest also. Like, that's, if everybody approached it the same way that we want each other to approach it, of course it would be in this perfect world.
Yeah.
But nobody is going to feel the way that you feel, so it's more or less just, all right, so I know that you feel this way. How do we work together on this? Because you're not going to stop feeling that way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop feeling this way. So let's make some new feelings.
Yeah.
let's find something in common that we feel about it. And then we'll work on that, the other parts, throughout that.
That's real.
Cool. All right. Do you use... Oh, Chef Swank. Do you use food sexually in the bedroom?
Yes.
Which food is your favorite?
Oh, her. Whomever she is. I don't know, her. Yeah. I just need, what is it, icing on the cake?
Ah.
Just icing.
Toppings.
Yeah, we don't need toppings. But, you know, it's a no-brainer. She, yeah. The infamous she.
Her. Mm-hmm. You know. All right. Do you use food in the bedroom?
I can, I have, I will.
Okay. Okay. What's your favorite?
Honey.
That was such a healthy response. That brings me to my other segue. Be careful of dairy products. Your pH is your motherfucking personality, okay? Dairy is bad. It's bad. Okay. No whipped cream.
No.
No ice cream.
No.
Nothing with cream in it.
No.
Nothing.
Fruits. Fruit enhancers, honey. Yeah,
honey
like
is
that's
so, like
it makes your mouth like saliva. It just stimulates. It's just delicious.
Oh,
I was just watching this the other day. Have y'all seen the grapefruit vid?
Yeah.
Have you ever been grapefruit?
I have not been grapefruit. I've been had that privilege.
Nigga, have you ever grapefruit?
I have not been grapefruit, and I hope the fuck not.
Get a strap on. This is what you do. So what you do is. You get the strap, all right?
Get the strap.
You slice and dice.
All right. And then look. Shit. Run me that recipe.
Got you. It's on Pinterest.
This is amazing.
It's on Pinterest. Okay. Nah, man. I feel like that lady was on to something. I feel like she my auntie. I need to find her. Auntie Angel, where you at?
Man, it. She's a stop.
She paid a lot of money off tours,
yeah.
though. Like, that motherfucker was on, like, the Ellen of porn shows. Like,
yeah.
Teaching people about food and... food and juicing. Literally food and juicing. And I was like, this bitch is great. Like, teach me, sensei. You know something. However, she needed to warn people about cuts. Because... Also, if you're eating
virgins.
Spicy foods, do not give head. You gotta wait till the next day, bruh. Gotta get it out your system. Ain't no amount of milk or tomato juice that can cure that.
Yeah.
You'll be in the ER, and it will be unpleasant.
Can you? Yes, and I'm nothing.
I was hoping, yeah. I'm
good. Let it
run.
Good. Good.
It's too cold outside.
It's like fear factor. It's like fear factor for your genitals. You don't want that. So, what's the first porn category you search?
What?
First porn category search.
Big dick.
Mine is different.
Mine's not that.
Well, it's a combination. I'll take that.
No,
it's,
you're fine.
It's big dick.
No,
judge me?
No, listen.
Gang bang. I don't know.
Oh, that's a throwback.
Yeah,
that's
like
that's like vintage to me, man. I used to. Okay.
I'm graduating, you buddy.
Man, I missed that. That was good. I should watch that later. That was.
It's still good.
Still memories.
With the right people. Gotta have Rico.
Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, we'll get to that.
All right.
We'll
gotta get to Vegas.
We'll come back because I got a whole different theory, but that's all right.
But, I don't know, it depends on how I'm feeling. But, yeah.
What's the last porn category?
if
I can't get the first one.
It's always ebony. Always ebony.
Is that only because? Is this only because the other categories that you may have wanted to search does not have people of color?
Not even. Hell no. So, like, I don't know, ass is just, like, beautiful.
Women's
okay. ass. Let me be very clear.
Alright? Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, ebony. I don't know, man. I just appreciate women. So, even, like, the petite. Like, sometimes I deliberately search petite. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on how I feel. What conversation I had that day. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes whom I had that conversation with. So, perhaps, you feel me? My search is now indicative of her qualities. You know, so it's... Be like that.
I
shout
like
out.
That.
Yeah. Inspire me.
Come on. Yeah. What category did he make you search on? That's what he's trying to find out. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I need to try some new shit.
Hold on, you've been inspired by that thing. That was all about like,
bang, bang.
What got me there?
Oh.
I love it. It's It is that. Okay. This is actually a good segue question. I actually have to switch question because this one made more sense. So, you want to answer it? Okay. What do you do when you get horny in public?
Go fuck afterwards. even myself or whoever I can get my hand on at the moment.
That's so personal. I'm an answer.
Right, that was like everything. That's like, hey.
I'll make first, pause.
Immediate action, she's on later action. That's all, what I heard, like what I heard was, okay, when I get to it, what I heard was immediate
and then
action.
I'm breaking somebody off with some.
If this don't tell you men and women.
There's no better time than that.
If this don't tell you men and women, like this is a complete direct response. It was like, I got shit to do, I'll come back to it. It was like,
I'm making plans.
I'm
finishing my shopping, but like I like my days to flow.
Yeah, I'm making plans. Let me feel like I'm fucking this person right now. I think I'll see what they're doing today.
Yeah, we gonna get to it.
Oh, you're busy. Okay, we're fucking yourself today. This is cool. I have a Bobby. This we can do that.
A Bobby.
I call him Bobby. Not that he's small. I just don't like Bob. That just sounds like a white person, and he is not.
Yeah. Is it like phallic represent? Like, does it look like a dick, or does it look like a machine?
It looks like a dick. It bends like one.
Do you like the more realistic appeal of it? Is it motorized, or is it just dildo?
It's motor.
So it's 10 speed.
Okay. Typically stick to one.
How much you pay for it?
$32.84.
Yeah, let's talk about cars. This is a whole different situation right now. We just have
Huffy does a 10 speed. Like, I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? I didn't know. This is.
This is. That's
what
I said. This is just a whole different conversation.
This part, I don't know, but $32.
Okay. That's actually very inexpensive.
Spencer's.
I was just about to ask, did you go to a sex shop? Or did you go to...
What the fuck is Spencer's? Because it's like, oh yeah,
Spencer's
this is what
is
I need your dick.
It's an adult novelty store.
Condoms.
Yeah, it's novelty because they sell Rugrats t-shirts in the front. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So they got a license deal,
but you can also
get a bunch of bag of dicks. Like, you can get a bag of dicks.
Because of the Rugrats reference, the Cynthia just did so much more. The Cynthia just meant so much more right that moment. Like,
she
damn,
knows
that's
it
crazy.
Is.
That's crazy.
Now when you look at it, you're like, hey girl, you know what it is?
That's who pulled that out. Yeah, it's different.
Makes sense.
Who pulled that out? They did you both.
Yeah. But she kept it like that, so she like it.
That's her lifestyle.
She woke up like still pretty.
And ain't got her edges. Period. Poop.
Period. Yes. Thank you. So, what's the first thing that you would do if you woke up as the opposite sex?
I'm probably be my dad.
Love how fast she's coming with these answers. Let's go! It's not even a competition, but let's go!
I'm admiring shit. Like, whoa. I gotta relearn. This is a new lesson. I gotta learn now. Like,
class.
I
like
that.
That's what
they're
gonna
wake up like this. Like,
alright. Let me see. I'll be doing it like this.
I'm fine.
I gotta do it the other way.
I'm fond of self control. So, you know what I'm saying? My self-preservation and self-control is jiggy. This is a whole new situation. I gotta re-maintain it somehow. So now, yeah, it's a course for me. Immediately.
This is amazing. The amount of learning.
What's coming out of me?
What can I do with these? No, let's really think about this.
You having a full conversation with himself, like...
No, really, what can we do with these?
Why am I here?
Why?
Why am I here?
That's the first question. Whoa. What are you trying to show me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The
interesting thing about that is that's like the physical manifestation of
what
men have to know themselves as men, and then they have to know themselves as women as well. You know what I'm saying? We have to know that duality in order to coexist with y'all and make sure
we all possess it anyway. So it's just another part.
At that point, it's like, okay, this is the physical representation of what I've been
what you've learned.
You know,
this is now a new journey.
Yeah.
I'm like, whole time, it's only for a day, but the fact that you took so much, you know,
I'm saying,
it's like, no, we're really
gonna
get this right.
I'd probably be more excited to pee.
Oh my
God. To go sit down and pee. That is like, if my shit's gonna fall in the water, is it gonna fall in the water? Because if it's not, I'm gonna go back to sleep because this is some bullshit. Oh my God.
You tricked us.
You lied. You lied. I gotta be this nigga. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah,
it gotta grow.
I'm fully aware of just the divine manifestation of man and woman. I'm like, cool, I'm fucking something. It's what's happening.
That would probably be that's my last thing.
Oh no.
It's peeing,
that's number
give me
one.
Head, I know. Vagina, give me some meat.
How big can I get and who can I fuck?
A lot of that is me wanting to understand men orders. In the first place. So that comes a part of that to me, for me. So yeah. I'm just open to all of it. I want that nigga doing what with it, I want to do it too.
Yeah. How big can I get? Who can I fuck? When? As fast as possible.
Bitch, I gotta flirt.
You do that.
I ain't even gotta do that.
You work up like that. But your contact list the same. So now you gotta figure this
shit out. It's on.
That's the plot twist. Your contact
mine is still lit. Mine is lit.
And titties? Oh, no, my titties gone too. Yeah. Am I a man then?
No. You wake up as the opposite gender. You wake up as a man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's lit. With my phone list, it's lit. All of them bitches getting it. It's lit. Friends, who, what? Yeah. We're not friends no more. Sorry. I'm gonna play that game, like, so we cool?
We grew up together.
We cool? Oh, so you just kept me in the friend zone the whole time? I'm playing the whole shit.
I'm going right to Facebook. Bitch, you know me, I'm from Facebook. What the gut?
Nah,
you ain't got my number, but what? Maybe you hot last week,
bitch?
I'm trying to make you
hit. It's new. Yeah, I ain't got no pictures, but it's all dick prints. I'm starting my OnlyFans. OnlyFans. Dick prints.
Get OnlyFans. On my life, this was crazy.
I don't get the whole
stroke
thing
bits.
With
24
stroke
hours
bits.
With vag prints.
Stroke
I don't think
bits.
What's sexy about that? Vag
what, just saying?
What?
Camel toes?
No,
that's not sexy to me.
It's not. It's, well,
it's not supposed. It's for us.
But why is it sexy to you? Is the question.
Because
it's even, you don't feel that.
And that's only
even,
because you possess
imagination.
The part. No, because you possess the part.
Well, that's what it is. Like,
but yes, it is the same
it's a
thing.
Pain, you know what I'm saying? It's all shit. Okay. If it's crazy, it's super crazy.
Is the inside fat? This is a nigga. I don't care if the inside's fat, cause if it's not,
yeah, I don't even care about fat. What? It's about depth. It's about what's happening.
That's how she is.
It's so many factors. That's so many factors. That's what I'm saying. If I had a dick, that would just be like that's it. Like, cause I know I would.
I just
want to
be so bad.
This is gonna be great. Like, I would wake up like
I have pictures in my brother's drawers, and I was like four.
She was like, listen.
I tried, yes. How
can
I started to act like him and everything. My mom was like, nope. It was all girl, everything. She was just super on me. And it's been like that ever since. And I still got a little bit of in me, so.
Yeah, I got a brother that was like my twin, so like.
That didn't happen to
like
high school.
Like,
so that's why I still so kind of.
I get to live vicariously through him anyway. Like, that was, it was always fun. Like, he was my little experiment.
Like,
that'll
be like, yeah.
It's
like, that's accessible for y'all readily, like just that exploration.
Yeah, but that's
and
about.
I don't be thinking about that type of shit. It's be
That's because the idea of sexuality is so much so geared towards this pleasure of woman, this idea of what women find.
Yeah.
This that when it comes to men, it's not even it's an afterthought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To even be like, oh, okay, we just think, oh, y'all like us because we women, duh. But no, it's so many things. It's the same set of lists of things. It's just we get a pass for saying it because we are the woman. You know what I mean? But y'all got more complex ways of looking at things.
That's
just unfair.
It's so much more unfair. Of a different type of standard, and sometimes it's a fucked up ass standard.
I think it's like simple.
Think about porn. Like my first porn that I ever watched was a Christmas porn. And so
Santa Claus? Yeah, but also Mrs. Claus cookies.
Fucking elf, which was a real
on the shelf.
Girl, there was an elf on the shelf, and the elf was giving Mrs. Claus
the
business.
Girl,
and
walking that thing with a hole in it.
Santa was her ho-ho in the corner, and he was like, Santa's a cuckold. Oh shit, Santa likes to get his wife get fucked. So in my mind, it just ruined Christmas, and it was awesome though, because I just, you know, I was like, oh, group sex is
real. Y'all believe me, motherfuckers?
Yeah, so, yeah, I never saw a problem with anything else. Also, it was my brother and I stumbling upon it, so we looking at each other like,
bruh, I don't want no gifts no more.
Right, it was like, I don't think we gonna get Christmas. And it was just like, oh shit, I don't think we gonna get Christmas.
Niggas started boarding up the chimney. This nigga ain't coming to hit. This,
no. And then it was like, ooh, she trying to fuck mama like this. Nope. And it was like,
that's
what they doing with the milk and cookies.
Yeah, that's what milk and cookies mean. This is what milk and cookies mean.
Yeah. I was definitely seeing ass being eaten way before. I knew that was a thing. And then, Santa.
Beautiful.
That's
I like Christmas now.
I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. It's my favorite time of the year. Most favorite time.
Yeah.
Just jingle bells.
Is that the name of the
season? I don't know. I've never seen it again.
Jingle balls.
It might have been.
Super forward, raunchy ass.
Most comfortable time of the year or something. Yeah. I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
Bars if it wasn't.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh man, like this should have made me start celebrating Christmas on my life.
So to God, I'm gonna do a Christmas porn. I'm gonna direct it, and it's like if she don't say fuck me Santa in it, like it's not gonna work. Like we're gonna have to cut.
Yeah, if she called me Santa, it's
the no, but it has to be specifically fuck me Santa.
Am I on your
has
to bad be, list, Santa?
Fuck me Santa.
Put me on your bad list.
Fuck me Santa. It's gotta say those three words. Fuck me Santa.
I'm that nigga. We gotta change the script.
Nope. Fuck me, Black Santa.
Black.
Forward. Kwanzaa.
Colon. Kwanzaa.
Five words.
Oh man. That's funny you say.
Okay. Shit, that's great. That is awesome. That's awesome. I love it. Okay.
I got research to do, obviously.
Please, please do. This is like, I feel like we research so much bullshit, but sex is the only thing that everybody enjoys. So the more you know about it can only make you more of a pleasing partner. Like, just period. It just, the more you know.
Yeah.
Seriously, you can't not do it now that you know it. So now you're like, oh, fuck. And then he don't even be knowing this. You know it. So then that makes you feel bad. Again, trust. Yeah. Talking about things. Communication is good, but comprehension is better. So it's like, really need to talk about things, but learn about it also. Because we don't know shit. So it was cool. You can go into it just being like, we don't know shit. And that's cool, but
I
deliberately
approach it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not so arrogant that like, yeah, I know who he is. I got on you too.
Yeah. Everybody's different.
Yeah, you feel me?
So. Ooh, do you ever double back? Are you recording?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you ever double back? Like smash somebody who you ain't with no more, like just to hit it again?
Hell no.
I mean,
nope, I cut you off.
But not like constantly. Oh shit. One more back. You know what? I've tried that shit.
About it, I have done that shit.
I didn't make it to that step though. Like I did the whole reach out thing, and the whole time I'm reaching out, I'm like, man, I read about niggas like this.
I've seen this movie.
Who am I right now?
This ain't even me.
The fuck is well, nigga? All right, this in the past. Leave it be. But
all right, so I was like, okay. I digress. You said no.
I cut you off.
Okay, cut off method.
You're an X for a reason. I'm not coming back. You were a lesson. I learned.
But you also have YZ.
Who?
The last two after X.
Who? Wait, what do you mean?
You were an X.
I was
for a reason. There's also Y and Z.
Listen.
You gotta finish one?
Slow it down.
Yes. Yes. Slow it down. Oh, shit. Son, this nigga's spitting.
It's only fun to talk about this when artists don't. Like, rappers are the only ones that get this shit. It's great. It's great. Okay.
I missed it.
That's wrong. We got too much.
I legit.
Who won?
Not a nail, not a. Where?
Not a nail, not
a. No,
I just. I feel like a lot of people are just good in theory. You know, like sometimes it's if we are sexually mentally, if we are sexual mentally, that a lot of times it's just in our heads if somebody was good or not, which is a lot of times why it's easier for people to be like, I ain't going back to that. It was cool when I was in it. Like, that was great. But afterward, it may bring a little more disappointment.
And that depends. Again, we talk about this as being naked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I told you, if I come to you that woman said that that's dope, it was dope. Like, it was dope.
Yeah, but see, that's also an honest interpretation of it. Like, okay.
I hate you right now. I really hate
you. I never speak against that.
That is the biggest communication gap.
Everybody be mad. Yo dick don't be mad. Yo pussy don't be that mad. It don't be that mad. Nobody's that mad. No, it's just how do you get to that without, you know, being like, you have to have the communication beforehand. Like, hey, don't look at me. You don't deserve to look at me. Sit there with your hands behind your back. You can't say anything.
That's funny as hell. Don't look.
You're on punishment. No. Okay, so. Okay, we're done here with you. However, we're not done here.